Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I know, you're probably thinking positive thinking. Isn't that a bit cliche? Trust me, it's not about forcing sunshine and rainbows into your life. It's so much deeper than that. Today, we're diving headfirst into the power of positive thinking not as some fluffy self-help trick, but as a genuine tool for boosting your mental health. Think of it like this. Your thoughts are like seeds you plant in your mind. If you keep planting negative ones, doubts, worries, anxieties, guess what sprouts? A whole garden of negativity. But if you choose to focus on the good, the hopeful, the empowering, then watch that beautiful garden of positivity blossom. Now, I'm not saying life's a walk in the park and things won't get tough. They absolutely will. But how we respond to those challenges, that's where positive thinking comes in. It doesn't mean ignoring the bad stuff. It means choosing to look for the silver linings, even in the darkest clouds. Ever felt like you were drowning in stress? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong? Well, positive thinking isn't about denying those feelings. It's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and then consciously shifting your focus to something constructive. It's about finding the strength within yourself to say, okay, this is tough, but I can handle it. I'm going to get through this. Think of it like a muscle. The more you practice positive thinking, the stronger it becomes. And trust me, that strength is invaluable when life throws those curveballs your way. Let's break down 5 key takeaways from today's episode. 1. Positive thinking is a skill, not a superpower. It takes conscious effort and practice, just like learning a new language or playing an instrument. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up, just gently guide your thoughts back to a more positive space. 2. Challenge your negative thoughts. When those pesky negative thoughts pop up, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Is there another way to look at the situation? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions and fears, not facts. 3. Focus on the good stuff. It sounds simple, but actively looking for the positive in your day can make a huge difference. Notice the little things: a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger, a delicious cup of coffee. These seemingly insignificant moments can add up to create a more positive overall experience. 4. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your hobbies, even the comfy couch you're currently sitting on. Expressing gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, fostering a sense of contentment and happiness. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. The people we spend time with influence our thoughts and emotions. Choose to surround yourself with positive, supportive individuals who uplift and inspire you. Think about that last vacation you took, the one where everything seemed to fall into place perfectly. Remember how good it felt to be present in those moments, soaking up the sunshine, enjoying the company of loved ones, and simply letting go of your worries. Positive thinking can help bring that sense of lightness and joy into your everyday life. Picture this. You're at work facing a challenging deadline. Your mind starts racing with anxieties. What if I don't finish on time? What if it's not good enough? But instead of letting those thoughts take over, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've tackled tough projects before, and focus on breaking the task down into smaller, more manageable steps. You visualize yourself completing each step successfully, feeling confident and capable. You even put on some upbeat music to boost your mood. See, positive thinking isn't about ignoring the challenges, it's about approaching them with a sense of optimism and resourcefulness. So, what's the biggest takeaway from today's episode? Remember, you have the power to choose your thoughts. By practicing positive thinking, you can cultivate a more resilient, joyful, and fulfilling life. It's not always easy, but trust me, the journey is worth it. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your experiences with positive thinking in the comments below. What strategies have helped you cultivate a more optimistic mindset? Remember, every little bit of positivity makes a difference. Let's spread the good vibes. Until next time, keep those thoughts bright and beautiful.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.